I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Well, you know what, boys? It's the new year, and you know you should be back into the swing of things with your health and fitness routine. Hopefully that means you're using world-class nutritional supplements from Legacy Sports Nutrition. Whether it's bestsellers like TestX9 Testosterone Booster, Recovery PM Sleep Optimizer, or the delicious Salted Caramel Whey Protein, you can be sure you're using elite-level products. Now, this show, K100, is the most used discount code ever at LegacySubs.com, and we can't thank you enough for the loyalty to both Legacy and this show. Using that code supports our show and Legacy, which, as you know, is brought to you by Nick on Probation Aldis and Mickey James. Legacy wants to reward you, our K100 family. So every customer that uses code K100, that's K100, at LegacySubs.com through the end of February, will receive a free water-resistant Bluetooth speaker while stocks last. That's awesome. So level up your performance, well-being, and mind with LegacySubs.com. And don't forget to use the code K100 at checkout, and we're giving you a Bluetooth speaker for being a loyal members of LegacySubs.com.
Free speaker, huh?
Ooh. What do you use, Joe?
Yeah, I definitely use the Recovery PM every night. I sleep way deeper. You wind up having these vivid type dreams. You're out like a light and you wake up and there's no fogginess or like, if you use like some other sleep aid, sometimes you wake up foggy, but not with Recovery PM.
I've been using the desiccated liver pills.
Cool.
They've been great. I feel great.
They're the reason we've been with them for 2 years.
Maybe three even at this point.
3 years. The fact that we have the most what?
With the most buys with our referral code, we beat everybody else, yeah.
All right. So this works. They have a whole array of supplements. Go check it out. You know, get your supplements at Legacy Supps. Boom.
Bro, I saw on Raw this t-shirt I'd never seen before. This guy was wearing a t-shirt. It was like a whole, it really looked cool too. It was like a whole full body thing of Scott Hall.
Right.
Oh, was it the Razor shirt?
Do me a favor, Joe.
I think so, yeah.
While we're doing this, go on WWE Shop. Look up Scott Hall t-shirts. And I want to look up the Bloodline t-shirts and Roman t-shirt. Because the Bloodline and Roman have a lot of cool t-shirts. So, okay, next is from Anthony Hunt. And look at Cody, too. Cody, look. I want to look. Go to WWE Shop, and I want to look at some.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here now.
Let's do it. Let's just do dive into there. Cody's number one. I want to see his line first.
Okay.
All right. Are you there? Cody dropped out from. Is he still here?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. Let me see this. Hey, Cody. Cody's number one. Click these on so you can see them full screen. Claim your kingdom. Not that bad. I mean, I wouldn't wear that. That's actually pretty cool. Because so okay.
Nah.
I would never wear that. Next. I would not wear that. That one.
This one?
Look on the one on the right. The Navy Cody
baseball jersey.
That's not bad. Keep going.
Interesting. You can buy the belt for $115.
Kind of weird. That doesn't seem like he's a number one seller. That doesn't seem. You could go on LA Knight. I want to see LA Knight now.
Okay, just for the record, there's nothing that you showed me that I would wear.
Oh, there's a finished story. Like,
there's a finished story shirt with him playing.
I might wear that. I'm gonna wear that one.
I bet you they literally put this out this week after he had his dog on the show with him.
Yeah.
Right.
That was great. Yeah, when he was walking in with him. Yeah.
Let's keep doing.
Because they were in Birmingham. He drove. It was like a 2-hour drive from Atlanta. Right.
You can get his signed vest for $300.
I would not wear this.
But here's the here's some of his shirts. Let me talk to you.
Not bad.
I would not wear that. Yeah.
I don't know. I might.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Not wear.
There's the vest. Here's a sweatshirt. Yeah, sweatshirt. Same thing, kind of. He's got the baseball jersey as well. That's all right. It's all right.
Yeah, but it's not.
I like the colors. So he's
got
his
two basic designs though, like the Let Me Talk to and the Yeah. All right, good. But now let's go look at Roman and the Bloodline.
They're kind of probably starting on merchandise with him.
Yeah, this is well, I guess Roman's is included. So this is the Bloodline and Roman. Yeah,
okay. Love the glove. I would wear that. Yeah. Very conceited and arrogant. I would wear that. I would not wear you. No, you. The only one I would wear that.
Look at that. Acknowledge the troops.
Okay.
There's the Uso shirt, the real ones.
I would know. Actually, just go to Roman Reigns. I want to see Roman specifically.
Yep.
Because he's got some cool. I'm surprised he doesn't have the best stuff. Okay, the one on the right. The one on the right there. Greatness amongst you. I would absolutely wear that. Okay. Head of the. I would wear that. Acknowledge me. Something with acknowledge. Okay, go. See if you can find another one with like big letters, acknowledge me. Do they have one like?
They have to.
You have to, right?
I like this.
Oh, this one's good. This is Planet's one. What does that say?
Greatness amongst you. It's him and.
I would wear that. I would wear that. Acknowledge a tribe.
Your tribal chief.
Steve?
Yeah.
I mean,
can you do one last one, Joe?
Yeah, what's up?
The only one I like that.
Check out Dominic Mysterio or the Judgment Day.
Look at that. Just Dominic.
Just Dominic. Yeah.
Wanted Dirty Dumb Lucio. I would wear that. the one on the left, Joe.
Wait a minute. Is the one in the middle a picture of him?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not teaching. They have different merchandise. Okay, I would definitely not wear that.
What it is it's
like a,
yeah,
like a 17-year-old kid teacher.
You pervert.
That he was like, you know,
that's
like a groomer guy.
So that's a picture frame picture Conan, but it has a piece of the canvas in there. That's the gimmick.
Oh, right. Okay.
Here's a Judgment Day shirt with R Truth on the bottom, taped on. Which right. Is,
I would excellent. Not wear that with the end arch.
Another Judgment Day shirt.
I would wear that. Hey. That looks pretty cool. Like, you know. Yeah.
That's about it.
That's it? That's
all. Yeah. I thought they had more.
Interesting. That's a first page, Joe. It's like a bunch of more pages.
Oh, no. It's only one page. Look.
Okay, let's go to Scott
Hall. How about Rey Mysterio real quick?
We'll go to Scott Hall first.
Go ahead, Scott Hall.
Because I want to see this one you're talking about.
Oh, it's pretty cool. It ain't none of those three, that's for them, sure. It was the one you were talking about. Put Razor Ramon. Maybe it's Razor Ramon, but that would...
Yeah, this is Razor. I know which one. I think I know which one you're talking about.
Then why is it up there?
No, because it's not WWE shop. I'm going to look at the Pro Wrestling Tees one.
Oh, maybe some Pro Wrestling Tees. Yeah, go look at Pro Wrestling Tees. Okay, I'm going to go to the next email. Next is Anthony Hunt. Somebody's creative and not happy with The Rock's move on SmackDown. K100, greetings, crew. I must say none of this... by The Rock surprises me. My question is, why does it have to happen at Mania? Also, backstage for The Observer and Sean Ross Sapp, creative is not happy with The Rock's decision. Cody won't say it, but I and many fans feel it's his time to be champ. The Rock might as well stick with wrestling. Disney and Warner Brothers have no interest in doing movies with him. I doubt we ever see a Rock movie again. Sincerely, Anthony Hunt. P.S. I'm not being a mark, just call like I see it.
But let me answer him real quick.
He said, I doubt we ever see a Rock movie again.
Let me just say this.
That's in misinformation. We're definitely
going to be. If you think The Rock will never do another movie, you're high. And by the way, you do sound like a mark.
Right. Yeah.
Is that the shirt, Conan, right there?
Let me see. No, I think it was another one.
We'll keep going through here. Well, what can you describe it? These are actually cool shirts. I would wear
just like him from
like the hey
from
yo
the top to the thing. Like, I think could be that I might have been high, but it was really nice.
No, he's got good merch.
Yeah. For sure.
He does.
He has really good merch.
Here's this Pro Wrestling Tees. I'm going to buy this one, actually. I like this one.
Which one?
The one that says bad times.
Click it up.
I'm trying. It's not opening.
Oh, really?
Bad times don't last, but bad guys do.
Great line. Okay. Go up.
But this one, Toothpick City.
Yeah.
There it is.
I would not wear Toothpick City.
Nah.
I would definitely. I might buy that Scott Hall shirt. Just, you know, because he's my boy, so.
Yeah.
Oh, the bad guy is coming, and the winner is coming font, you know?
Yeah, it's good stuff. Let's get the merch. All right, next is from Joaquin Andujar, the subject is Vax reporter who criticized Djokovic dies suddenly in Australian Open, or Vox reporter. Vax reporter. Okay. Have you guys seen this? World-famous reporter and Djokovic critic Mike Dixon died suddenly during this year's Australian Open. The same guy that wanted Djokovic banned because he didn't want to take the vaccine. He often criticized Mark Djokovic for being anti-vax, and now he's dead and died while covering Djokovic and the Australian Open. Maybe Djokovic was right about this guy. Okay, maybe Djokovic was right. Abe, this guy was wrong. I don't know what that means. Before the COVID vax, how many times did we see reporters dying or having a heart attack episode on TV during a sports event? Thanks, and that's from Jack. Yeah, this is. Did you see this? This is weird. The guy like actually literally died during the Australian Open, and he was like a guy that was like, you know, because they brought Djokovic over.
Okay? Djokovic like, paid tribute to him and stuff too. Like he was classy.
He was classy, right? But bro, Djokovic flew to Australia. Okay, was to go play in the Australian Open. Was trying to get an exemption. He was not vaccinated. They literally held him in custody for like 3 days while this is going on, like he was a criminal.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
You know, and like, and, you know, so like, that's why people are looking at this as like kind of like karma for this guy, because this guy was like, you know,
I remember that was either last year or the year before that.
Year before, because he won it. He went back. When he finally got back to Australia, he won the tournament. You know?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Right, 2 years ago.
Not to mention he's a big draw.
Of course he is, yep. Which is whole. This is all, you know. Bro, we're going to like look back on after the Delta variant kind of died off, like what we did with COVID is going to go back in history. People are going to be like, we really did this wrong, you know? So, I don't know.
So guess what, boys?
Yo.
Public service announcement here. K100 with Conan and Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed. Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thug South plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. You know, a lot of our listeners here like the THC, and this is a real deal THC. Not the garbage they sell in the gas stations. The stuff in the gas stations is garbage.
Yeah.
So it is super potent, like THC on steroids. It's a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon. It's perfect for the weekend, for relaxing, for a party, and there's no hangover. You know what it's perfect for? Halftime of the football game. So you can take the teaspoon by itself, mix with water, soda, juice, and energy drink, whatever you want. The mix with the energy drink is fantastic, by the way. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. Go to getblitzed.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. That's GET-blitzed, BLITZED.com. I've been using this product. Great for watching football, gotta admit. Great for watching hockey. Great for watching TV. Great for watching the soccer games in the morning. Great for after the gym if you want to wind down. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at GET-BLITZED.com and use our code K100, that's K100, to get 15% off. That ain't cheap. Order, enjoy, let us know on Twitter or K100Questions@gmail.com about your experience. That's 50% off with the code K100 at GetBlitz.com. Great product. I love the t-shirts, too.
Yeah, I love the t-shirt, too. The Kool-Aid guy.
Yeah, that's excellent. Well, it's funny because, you know, when he first wanted us to bring Get Blitz aboard, you know, he sent us all a sample. And I got cherry. And actually, I used it. I used the whole bottle, you know, just video games or even... you know, watching a movie like Disco said, and now I'm a paid customer. That's how much, you know, I enjoyed the experience. So yeah, it's real chill. Like Disco said, halftime of a football game, or if you're just chilling watching a movie with your girl or with friends or whatever, it's a good time, and there is no hangover, just like we mentioned in the copy. You know, you're not going to feel like you drank the night before, or you're not going to feel woozy because you smoked too much or something. You wake up fresh as a daisy.
Well, this is what I like about it. Everything from listening to music, watching TV, football games, sports, movies, everything, and enhances everything that I'm doing. And my 10 favorite flavors are pina colada and grape. So get it, let's get high without, you know, feeling shaky, without getting that garbage that you get at the stores or at the gas stations. This is a real deal. We all use it. We all love it. And as we said before, we're not going to endorse anything that doesn't work. So get Blitz at getblitz.com. Boom.
Next is from Jonathan S. Subject is Dirty Dutchman Intel. Salutations, crew. I heard recently about Dutchman Intel going over K100 subscribers on YouTube, and he talked about doing a podcast previously where they got about 50 people per show listening. Did he say that?
I don't know.
Question for the crew is this. Is this Dutch being honest or a shot fired at Feeney? He wasn't rude on the clip either, but as Conan always says, don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. Jonathan S. P.S. F the Chiefs and Taylor Quiff. I want to make a comment about Taylor Swift, okay? Colin Coward did a great bit on the Taylor Swift stuff. And like I think it's hysterical that people are getting like that they see Taylor Swift on TV and they go insane. All right. And my thing was like I'm watching Taylor Swift and like I have no issue. And like bro, any other celebrity, you want to show celebrities in the crowd at sporting events marking out for the team. That's a good promotion for the sport. And like Colin Coward actually pointed out that she was on the TV screen for like 23 seconds during the game, like in total, right? And like all these people were like going crazy. My whole thing with the Taylor Swift stuff is I could do without NFL.com doing this, you know, like I follow the NFL and Adam Schefter is retweeting the story of how the San Francisco 49ers running back's wife made Taylor Swift's Travis Kelce outfit and talked about how she made the outfit. Mm-hmm. I don't give a rat's ass about stuff like that. You know, if she's in the game, fine, but like, don't make her a story outside of just she's a fan at the game. Which is cool. Well, she's a big, you know, a celebrity fan of the game. But like, you know, there's nothing more to be said about it. You know, it's just fine.
Well, the only thing is that, like, for example, it's great having her there. She is dating a player. It isn't like she's just there.
Right.
And the other thing is she was like the Time Woman of the Year. You know, she just, because I watched the Grammys.
Made $1 billion on her tour.
Right. I watched the Grammys, which for the last 15 years have been terrible. This one wasn't too bad, okay? Now, one of the reasons was Trevor Noah was a great host, but the show took risks that it hasn't before, and it was really good. But anyways, you know, Taylor Swift is in today's social media world, she's the top of the food chain. If you can have her there, it's good. But let me tell you what happened with me. I got sick and tired of watching Jennifer Lopez when she was with Alex Rodriguez.
Right.
Because it almost felt to me, and maybe this is what it feels like to some people, like, oh, we got a big star. We got to keep going back to them. You know what I'm saying?
Right. They kept
going. That's what it feels like sometimes.
I felt like that was like
Madonna and Rodman.
Like, we have to get her back on. You know, like, let's go back to the job. You know, it's like the producers are kind of like going out of their way. But I will say this, and this is what people completely forget. Dude, I watch a lot of the Grand Slam tennis, okay? Because when the tennis matches are getting like, bro, how many of the players' girlfriends are super fucking hot? They show them in the crowds.
Right.
You know, it's like they show the player's girlfriend. Like, you know, they kept going back to, but bro, what's his name? When Brett Musburger was doing the, Alabama was playing it. Who's the freaking guy, the Alabama quarterback that, was it Mac Jones or was it the other Alabama quarterback that didn't really materialize? He played on Cincinnati and stuff. Remember he had the hot girl? And Brent Musburger was going, oh my God, look at that. Holy. Remember Brent Musburger was marking out for how hot the girl was, his guy's girlfriend was?
AJ McCarron.
AJ McCarron, yes, 100%. This is not like new stuff. It's like showing hot girlfriends is not a big deal. It's like, but the funny thing is, like,
she
endorsed Biden. So all of a sudden, all the MAGA crowd was going crazy. Like, oh,
she endorsed Biden and the boyfriend's like lead. Spokesman for what he called it, what farmer company is he?
Oh, whatever. Like, bro, it's fucking Taylor Swift. She's like the most popular female on the planet right now. And you're showing her marking out.
What are you supposed to do? Not show her?
She's like in the crowd dancing with the other
dancing,
fans.
Right.
Like, yeah, that's good TV. It's like,
that's great TV, exactly.
It's great TV, right? And they're going to win too because I think, you know. You know what? There's a big thing because she's having a, She's got a concert in Japan, right? And has to literally get on a jet right as soon as the concert's over and fly at top speed, like overseas, to get back in time to watch the game. Wow. The stage was hysterical. And it's funny too. I live a mile and a half now above the Raiders facility. Okay. And there's actually an airport, a private airport, literally a mile away from where I live. Right. And you can go, I can drive when I drive by, when I drive out of my subdivision, go eat. I drive by the Raiders practice facility, and I can see the Chiefs practicing. Right. Also, the airport, the private airport, they're sold out. You look in a private airport, and there's two planes, right? They have 400 planes are going to be there on Saturday night. So I'm going to go take a picture of the private airport today, and then take a picture of it on Saturday and show you how many people are coming in town for this thing. So
it's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So, but it's the most expensive Super Bowl of all time. The cheapest ticket in the nosebleed is $8,300.
I saw the design of the stadium. They say it's going to be state of the art, really cool shit. So
it is. It's a cool stadium, and it's they have it. The coolest thing about it is, so you have the stadium, and you have a lot right next to the stadium that's as big as the stadium. A lot, and they have the field, which is grass. Okay, and it's in the stadium. They have a rolling thing where when the game is over, they roll the field back out to the lot next to it, so the grass can be outside and get the sun and everything. I'm saying it's natural grass, which is brilliant if you think about it. It took stadiums this long to figure out if you want natural grass, this is how you do it. You just have you wheel the grass in, on game day. So I was like, yeah, but it's pretty cool. By the way, so what's this about Dutch too? Joe, do you know anything about this?
No, I don't think he's talking. Well, what happened? I know. In Dutch's history, he's had some podcasts flame out pretty quick. And then he was on Russo's brand. And then he did the show with Paz for Creative Control. But that only lasted a couple of months. I got him paid a couple of times. And then he focused on YouTube. And YouTube's doing really well. So
No. Here's the thing. I think he just made an offhand joking comment.
Yeah.
The K100, they only get about 50 people per show. He probably just...
Oh, no. He didn't say anything about K100. He talked about doing a podcast previously where they only got about 50 people. He's saying one of the places he podcasted before wasn't bringing him good numbers. And so said, hey, is he making one of the shows?
Let me read this again. I'm going to read this person.
Yeah.
I heard recently about Dutch Mantel going over K.
Okay,
I thought it was K100, but it's 100K.
100K. Yeah.
Okay. That was misinformation. I was misread. I did a misreading.
Should he get a yellow card on that one?
Maybe. Next is from Dale Infortunio. This is audible. What's up, gang? Imagine you have Super Bowl tickets and you're super excited because you heard Slayer was performing at halftime. You're a huge Slayer fan. The couple months before the Super Bowl, the NFL wants to go more mainstream appeal and replaces Slayer and Metallica. You may have missed that for a little bit, but this still won't have an impact on your viewing pleasure and actually may cause more excitement for the atmosphere. This is the exact reason why the Cody White Niners need to relax. Why are fans so fickle about this? P.S. In light of the death of Carl Weathers, what was the best song for the Rocky IV soundtrack? Hearts on Fire, No Easy Way Out, or Living in America? By far.
From the Burning Heart.
No, Living in America.
I like No Easy Way Out. That's a good one.
Rocky II had some excellent scenes.
When he's trying to do the commercials and he can't read the cue cards.
And then plus two, when Carl Weathers is going over why he wants to fight him again and stuff, and then they're trying to talk him out of it.
I thought,
I didn't beat him.
Because I saw that man. I saw you beat that man. I had seen no man been beat that before, and he still kept coming after you. We don't need no man like that. And then Carl Weathers looks at him and goes, and stands up and goes, all right, you're in charge of promotion. And he still wanted to fight. That was a good story, It basically said, because Carl Weathers...
The first one was great, bro.
First one was good. The second one was excellent, too, because he was basically saying, look, I know I won the fight, but I didn't beat him.
I beat him.
I have to beat this guy. He was kind of, taking a very principled position.
Stories
are good, right? Yeah. Yeah. It's a good,
that's why you liked him.
Right. Which is
three. What do you think of three?
The Italian chicken.
I like three, too. Yeah, the first four
Rocky. That's a good trilogy.
Yeah,
Nine to Five was a disgrace.
Right.
When they just fought in the parking lot.
Right.
Yeah, well, you know who choreographed the street fight?
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Who?
Terry Funk.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
Terry Funk choreographed the street fight for Rocky V.
Yeah, well, he knew Stallone from Over the Top, I think he was in.
Oh, there's an arm wrestling movie.
No, from
and
Paradise.
Actually,
Paradise something.
Paradise Alley, too. Yeah, you're right. And also, originally for Drago, Stallone was looking for a big wrestler or something to play Drago. And I think Terry recommended. They looked at Dynamite Kid and then Kerry Von Erich, but Kerry couldn't remember.
Well, the guy they picked was perfect.
Yeah, Lundgren.
Yeah, Lundgren. And plus two.
They had some good casting. Mr. T, you know, Hogan, Carl Weathers, you know, the coach, whatever the fuck the trainer.
What was the movie called?
Burgess Meredith.
Where he fought Antonio Tarver. What was it just called?
Rocky Balboa.
Rocky Balboa, yeah.
That's a good one.
The only bad movie in the whole Rocky, and even the Creed movies, the Creed's kid, have been good.
Yeah.
You know, storyline-wise. Rocky V was the only one that stunk because it was stupid. They didn't have an
Tommy Gunn,
you know, this is dumb. It's like,
and the guy was a George Washington Duke was like a complete Don. It was Don King. You should have just played Don King, you know?
Right. Yeah.
I got a question actually, kind of with this email. This is one thing we didn't cover earlier with the Cody and the Rock and all that. All right. Well, explain to me then and tell me why Cody gave his shot to this guy. Why would he do that as a character?
Don't know. We don't know yet. He never explained.
So haven't said. Yeah, okay. So he's going to explain it.
Which is why we're still in the embryonic storytelling.
Okay, so let me ask a question, Joe. Do you actually think that they would have had The Rock go into the ring, hug Cody, and whisper something to his ear and never come back to it again?
Right.
I mean, that was shot for a reason.
That was the little carrot or whatever. Now we're going to find out.
Yeah. To keep guys like you going, I wonder what he told them.
Yep.
And that's how they keep you dangling. That's good storytelling.
Well,
whatever side you're on, bro, they're doing good storytelling.
Here's the only thing I'm worried about. It was never explained why Brock Lesnar turned on Cody.
Well, you'll probably never hear about it now.
He never explained it, which is I'm worried about. Like if they just never explain the crux of the story here, you know? Like if they think you, but that was when Vince was involved, though. You know, Vince, bro, I heard, you know, the main problem with Vince and creative is that the guy was so old that he would literally just forget things week to week. That
apparently, I looked this up real quick, D.I. Apparently, they said on SmackDown back when this was going on that Brock attacked Cody Rhodes because he was mad that his match against Omos opened the show and Cody main evented.
They said that?
Wade Barrett said it on commentary, yeah.
Wow. You think of an important fact like that would have been done in the ring where everybody would hear it, you know? That's very lame, I'll be honest.
Joe.
Yeah.
Living in America.
Back to some heel combo and some just hotshot booking. Hey, K100 crew, hope all's good. Notice CM Punk's injuries in the 2024 Royal Rumble during McIntyre's Future Shock DDT. Wait a minute. Notice CM Punk's injury at the 2024 Rumble during Matt McIntyre's Future Shock DDT. I guess that's where it happened.
Sure, yeah, it did.
See if you can find
it. It did. Absolutely.
Can you find that?
Yeah.
A clip of that, find that. I haven't seen where you got hurt. Possible Rumble ending changes to injury. WrestleMania reports hinted Roman versus The Rock switching from Roman versus Cody. Was Punk meant to win and challenge Seth, leaving Roman with the Cody storyline built in Elimination Chamber? Did Punk's entry prompt an on-the-fly change, making Cody win and ultimately justifying hotshot booking? The Rock versus Roman with Cody focusing on Rollins now? Please put your booker hat on and make sense of this beyond pay-per-view and ticket sales. NWO for Life, TK from Seattle. Well, this makes sense based on pay-per-view and ticket sales. And secondly, that there was no way that was done on the fly with the way that finish occurred.
Yeah.
There's no way they're going to say, hey, I'm ready to go to go to sleep. You catch my knee, and I'm going to throw you out. It's blunt. Like, you know, but trust me.
Well, here's the injury here, D.I.
Oh, let's see. Okay.
Right here.
McIntyre gets your shot.
Yep. Right there, he grabs his. How did that happen, though? Show that again.
It looks like it's the his camera from the other
side. Hit his arm, maybe.
McIntyre gets your shot. Dip.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what happened. He probably had it hooked. And instead of Punk laying Kevin's arm flat, I bet she hooked him like this. So when he came down, it like the arm like hit the thing and like
there it is.
Like
boom. It's that arm, the elbow right there. Right, hit
instead,
yeah.
Instead of landing flat, as he had his arm extended outwards, like see the left arm extended outward, the right arm's hooked under.
Yeah.
So it's hitting them and it's probably put stress on the tricep and then torn the tricep. Right. Yeah.
It is the right arm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I got to say that the Punk took the move wrong. I'm gonna say that. Right. Do you think the Punk took the move wrong, Joe?
I think they should have communicated better on what they were doing.
No, he hooked his arm underneath him.
The communication was there because he knew what he was going to do. He put himself in place. That maybe the execution wasn't.
The next one's from Gavinder Pawar. Subject is wrestling fans kill audience growth. Hi guys, I know you've touched on the subject in the past, and Kona has mentioned similar issues in Mexico. We've seen a crazy reaction to The Rock vs. Roman, the trolls disliking videos in the same way they do on Rotten Tomatoes and similar to trash films video games. WWE is putting out what will bring in the biggest audience, attract new and lapsed fans, and perhaps to be a long-term storyline with the Bloodline. But now WWE risks those new fans seeing a show ruined and hijacked by a vocal minority and putting them off wrestling. Imagine buying tickets to a Rolling Stones concert just to boo and start chanting for a younger brand that you happen to like. These fans never grasp if you don't like it. Don't watch, don't pay attention, or give up your cash. Instead, they pay for WrestleMania without knowing the card and will watch regardless. In my opinion, the preferences and behavior of hardcore fans is the biggest obstacle that puts off a wider audience following wrestling. Can you imagine something similar in any other forms of entertainment? Thanks, and that's Gavin London. I'm going to make a prediction. I don't know where the storyline's going, but let's say, for instance, that WrestleMania was this weekend in Philly, and we're just coming off the TV that's been produced, right? I would be willing to bet. Okay, and Joe, you probably know this crowd too, and there's a lot of people like your age and even older than you that are going to be at that show. A lot of good hardcore old school wrestling fans. I would be willing to bet that if the crowd starts chanting, "We want Cody," I'd be willing to bet there'd be a considerable amount of people in the crowd chanting, "We want Rock." And they do the alternate, "We want Cody, we want Rock," back and forth. I think there's like enough of old school wrestling fans are going to be attending that show that are going to like listen to the crowd trying to troll the match and will be chanting for The Rock. Would you agree with that?
I think it'll be 70% boos for The Rock.
70%? I would say it's 50-50. Yeah.
I wish they would chill out by the time it gets here, actually. Because,
no, I'm saying going this weekend, because let me tell you something.
Oh, if it was right now,
Before I watched, did you watch Raw last night, Conan?
Yeah.
Okay, before I watched Raw, I had people tweeting me about the Rocky sucks chants.
Right.
I thought when I turned it on, I thought it would be a very vocal Rocky.
And it wasn't.
It was not.
Very light.
Just very light, smattering of Rockies shucks chance. So you still honestly think it'll be 70-30, Joe?
In Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Probably.
You actually think that Cody Rhodes is going to get 70% of the audience as compared to The Rock?
He just said he did.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I would, Joe, let's go $100 on that. I actually can't do that because my
that is like on, judging. Yeah.
Man. Yeah, it's based on judging, right? But
well, I can be the arbiter in this, but I do agree with Disco. I think it'll be 50-50. And I wouldn't be surprised. This is where we're both gonna, you know, clash if Rocky had 60-40.
Okay, and let me tell you this too, because there's no way anybody that went into that Rock versus Hogan match would have thought that the chance for Hogan would have gotten more than The Rock.
Right.
Which it did. And they called an audible, and Rock just started working as a heel. Okay, next is from Jack Johnson, and the subject is Into the Night. Oh, my God. This is that song that we had? She's just 16 years old. Leave her alone, they said. Separated by fools who don't know what love is yet, but I want you to know. If I could fly and pick you up, I'd take you into the night and show you a love like you've never seen, ever seen. It's like having a dream where nobody has a heart. It's like having it all and watching it fall apart. And I'll wait till the end time for you and do it again. It's true. Can't measure my love. There's nothing to compare it to. But I want you to know, if I could fly, I'd pick you up. I'd take you into the night and show you a love. Oh, if I could fly, I'd pick you up. I'd take you tonight and show you a love like you've never seen, ever seen. Yeah. Oh, yeah. If I could fly, I'd pick you up and take you into the night and show you a love. If I could fly, I'd pick you up and take you into the night. If I could fly, I'd pick you up. Oh, and into the night, I'd fly. I'd pick you up into the night.
Okay, so let me just say this for people that don't know. This is one of our favorite videos of all time. I actually think this song is great. Right. And this guy is definitely much older than this little girl, okay? Yeah. And number two, and one of the funniest scenes you'll ever see, he like sneaks into her window and they fly off in a magic carpet.
And he's 16 years old, too.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? So, this is a thing too.
Here you go.
Is that there's a big thing on like on sexualizing young girls, but this was like far more prevalent in like the 80s and the early 90s.
She's only 17.
Right. But bro, the only reason it got a chance to get traction and everything is because there was no social media for people to like to sit there and talk about, hey, this is like, you know,
bro, there was a song
about, right,
and
yeah.
Disco probably remembers it. By one of the Beatles, okay? And the song was She's 16, she's beautiful, 17. She's mine.
No, yeah. She's just 17. She know, you know, and you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it's like, and bro, freaking what's his name? The Maggie guy, Ted Nugent, he like dated an underage girl. You know, back, bro, a lot of rockers used to date underage girls like this song, this all, but the thing is
all
was,
the
like,
rockers.
People sit there saying, like, were we sexualizing young girls? Younger girls were like groupies for rock stars back then. And it was that was like a thing. You know, it's like you go to the shows, you see all these young girls, 14, 15, 16 years old, throwing their panties and stuff. And like, and that was like, you know, people thought of that was like cool.
That's like if you watch the movie Almost Famous now. Good movie. 20 years old at this point, 25 years old. But it's really about a band and their 15-year-old groupies, kind of, you know. It's a lot.
Okay, Joe, this song's over 40 years old, okay? Yeah. They show the girl face in the video, but she looks like a little girl. Let's just say that.
Look here. Look how young she looks.
The guy goes to pick up a 16-year-old. Okay. Dad says, get out of here, you creep. And he climbs in the window and takes the girl and then runs away with her.
Magic carpet, right?
That's correct.
I mean, good grief, right?
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.